Well, it started out. Hey, Matt Rothschild here on the Civic Media Radio Network, the Maggie Dawn Show. Maggie's off today. I'm the guest host. I'm the relief pitcher and the substitute teacher. No spitballs, please, but I do want your calls. 855-752-4842. We're talking about the Democratic National Convention over this week. I watched just about all of it. Missed two poker games because of it. And that's a huge sacrifice commitment for me. Yeah, that's hard. But
didn't
I was
miss any Texas Hold'em, did you?
Yeah, that's what I missed.
Oh.
But I was
is that poker?
That's poker.
I know so much about this.
I was glad I missed it, actually, though, because I thought it was a really good convention. I thought there were great speeches. I thought AOC gave a great talk. I thought Reverend Warnock gave a great talk. You know, it was when Reverend Warnock gave a talk and he used the word forward about 10 times that I knew, you know, Wisconsin should be getting royalties out of this convention.
We really should, shouldn't we?
And Kamala Harris, a new path forward. There you go. The drinking game last night was forward.
Oh, boy.
The drinking game during the whole convention was freedom.
Oh, yep.
I thought the Democrats did a great job of capturing the flag. Not letting Republicans have sole possession of.
They don't have a monopoly on patriotism.
Of patriotism, not at all. And so, you know, that was a very smart thing that Kamala Harris did and the organizers of the convention did. I mean, they had, even at the Pfizer Center Forum, they had freedom placards, billboards all over the place. So it was quite a conscious effort to deprive Republicans of sole possession of the word and the concept of freedom, because freedom isn't just don't tread on me, stay off of my lawn, leave me with my guns alone. Freedom has other meanings, and we've known since FDR's freedom talks that, you know, the unemployed person isn't free, the hungry person isn't free, the homeless person isn't free. And then we know, of course, today, after the Dobbs decision, that women aren't free in this country. And so stressing the word freedom, making the concept of freedom as broad as possible, was actually a tremendous tactic by the Democratic Party, by Kamala Harris. It showed a understanding of messaging, an understanding of where people are in this country and what values they hold most dear. Freedom is the cardinal value here in this country. You know, to be able to pursue happiness, that's freedom. You can't really pursue happiness if you're unemployed, unhoused, and hungry. And so they grabbed that in a way that I haven't seen Democrats do very often, certainly. I was also glad that Kamala Harris was able to get on almost in prime time last night, unlike George McGovern in 1972. I'm old enough to remember he got on at about 1:30 in the morning. So they didn't have that disaster. They actually had a pretty flawless convention. Certainly the Obamas were two of the best speakers, of course. I thought they just left Donald Trump pinned and wriggling on the wall. And it was kind of a sight to behold. I also thought it was brilliant to have Republican people testify that it was okay not to vote for Donald Trump. And the best person who did that, of course, was Adam Kinzinger, who we saw last night. And let's hear a bit, if we can, Jess.
Absolutely.
I've learned something about the Democratic Party. And I want to let my fellow Republicans in on the secret. The Democrats are as patriotic as us. They love this country just as much as we do. And they are as eager to defend American values at home and abroad as we conservatives have ever been.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good testifying. By Adam Kinzinger. And we needed that, and he needed to give that permission slip to other Republicans around the country that it's okay to vote for Kamala Harris and Tim Walz.
Well, especially when you have that contrast, which he laid out just so perfectly.
Well, and he did in his criticism of Donald Trump in a way that saved Kamala Harris from having to make an ad hominem attack. Of course, the Obamas had too, and succeeded very well at that. But I think Adam Kinzinger said it best. So can we take that little clip too?
Absolutely.
Donald Trump is a weak man pretending to be strong. He is a small man pretending to be big. He's a faithless man pretending to be righteous. He's a perpetrator who can't stop playing the victim.
Very well put together there by Adam Kinzinger. I'm just wondering where the other Republicans are who I've got to believe are not going to be voting for Donald Trump. I can't believe that George W. Bush is going to vote for Donald Trump.
I can't imagine. I mean, I know that he's just off doing his own thing at this point. We haven't heard from him in years, but I can't imagine.
And Laura Trump, I'm sure, is not going to. I mean, it's time for all those people to stand up. It's time for Tommy Thompson to stop being just, I'm Republican no matter what. I'm voting red no matter who. I mean, it really is a time of testing for those of us who believe in democracy. Are you going to stand up and defend our democracy? Or are you going to go with a guy who has already shown us that he's ready to tear down our democracy? He almost did it on January 6th. He said he's going to be dictator on day one. How much more evidence do you really need? And so I'm really waiting for more Republicans to follow Adam Kinzinger's his start here. I know there's Judge Luttick who did the same thing. It's time for other Republicans to rise to the occasion. Another great thing I thought about the convention was, of course, the joy. We've heard a ton about the joy,
yes.
but it was such a relief.
It was so refreshing to have a convention that wasn't based all on anger.
Yeah.
And we're stern and we don't smile and we never laugh.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Jess. I mean, it was fun to just be able to breathe happily about the direction that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz are taking us. And Tim Walz, every time I looked at his smiling face, he looked like the guy who just won the lottery, you know. So, I mean, that too was fun. But I thought actually Oprah Winfrey put it best. And if we could play a bit from her, she's talking first about independents and undecideds. And I wish she had mentioned Republicans. She didn't, but the spirit's there.
We'll grab the first part of this.
I'm calling on all you independents and all you undecideds. You know this is true. You know I'm telling you the truth, that values and character matter most of all. In leadership and in life. And more than anything, you know this is true, that decency and respect are on the ballot in 2024.
Can we just play a bit of the other one where she talks
about...
We'll
go out with it.
Let us choose loyalty to the Constitution over loyalty to any individual. Because that's the best of America. And let us choose optimism over cynicism, because that's the best of America. And let us choose inclusion over retribution.
That was Oprah painting the picture, the sunny picture going forward. Sun will rise in the morning. Jeffries said that. We'll be back with Tara Johnson on the Maggie Dawn Show. Here, I'm Matt Rothschild. Stay tuned.